This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 7, 2016. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that the most wide-open Essex County Sheriff's race in two decades began its stretch run on Thursday as the four remaining candidates debated for the first time heading into the November 8 election. Republican Ann Manning Martin of Peabody and Democrat Kevin Coppinger of Lynn, who won primary races last month, were joined by independent candidates Mark Archer of Bedford and Kevin Leach of Manchester-by-the-Sea in a debate at Northern Essex Community College. The four are vying for the sheriff's position that will be left vacant by the departure of Frank Cousins, who announced in February that he would not seek re-election after 20 years on the job. Manning Martin attempted to distinguish herself from the field by pointing out that she has worked in the corrections field her entire career. She is a deputy superintendent at the state's Lemuel Shattuck Hospital, a medium-security correctional hospital. Coppinger touted his 33 years of experience as a police officer, including the last seven as the police chief in Lynn. He called the sheriff's department an underutilized asset, saying it needs to partner with communities to make sure inmates are prepared to return to society. An MRSA MRSA outbreak has been reported in the Swampscott schools. Bill Newell reports.
Three cases of MRSA, a staph infection, have been diagnosed in the Swampscott schools in recent weeks. Two of the cases were diagnosed at Stanley Elementary School, and one case was reported at the high school. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item, Gayla Colley continues to write, "All students are under treatment by a physician, and the schools have consulted with the state's public health department and the Center for Disease Control for guidelines on how to handle the situation." Superintendent Pamela Angelakis sent a letter home to parents on Thursday. Angelakis stated that she does not believe the infection was contracted at either school and that it's unlikely the transmission of the bacteria was from student to student. But, as a precaution, a company was hired to clean and sterilize all surfaces at Stanley School and the high school on Thursday under the supervision of Garrett Baker, Operations and Maintenance Supervisor. MRSA is most frequently spread by direct skin contact or with direct contact to wound drainage of someone carrying the infection with bacteria. It is not an airborne virus. If your child develops a sore or infection, which seems to get worse rather than heal, contact your physician for evaluation and please inform the school nurse, according to Angelakis, the superintendent of schools in Swampscott. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Item Live's Leah Dearborn is reporting that a special town meeting in Saugus will aim to leash the question of whether dogs should be allowed in public buildings. The public will hear and act on a new bylaw following the signing of the meeting's warrant by the Board of Selectmen on Wednesday. The vote comes after a report was filed with the Saugus Police Department last February stating that a small child had been bitten by a dog at Town Hall. Ray Lamont is reporting in the Gloucester Times that former Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello and the City of Gloucester reached a settlement agreement Thursday that allows Campanello to retire with benefits rather than carry Monday's termination notice on his resume. He will remain on the city's payroll through January 3. The agreement, announced by the office of Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, negates the need for a termination hearing accorded Campanello under his contract in the wake of his firing on Monday by the mayor. According to the agreement, Campanello will not file any legal challenge to the mayor's and city's handling of his placement on leave, the city's investigation of causes for the leave, or his firing. The city, meanwhile, agrees to pay Campanello at his annual salary of $127,890 through January 3. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.